Expectation for William Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D. Address this as a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Dear Dr. Murray, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Hubbard. As you are aware, diagnosis of IgA vasculitis with severe renal insufficiency, nephrotic syndrome, symptomatic edema, leg ulcers, low albumin, per advice University of Michigan nephrology, prednisone started at 80 milligrams and progressively down. Today is the last dose of 20 milligrams. Tomorrow will be off. He has been overlapping with Celcept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T, 1.5 grams twice a day. Leg ulcers being followed through the wound clinic, improving. Presently, no antibiotics. New ulceration, the cubiti on the right heel, debrided recently. He's careful with salt intake. He is favoring protein intake on the diet. Denies fever, nausea, vomiting, no blood melena. Good urine output, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. The prior palpable purpura converted into superficial ulcers improving. The site of a skin biopsy on the left thigh and the renal biopsy on the right side are slowly healing. Diabetes has been running high, exacerbated by steroids. Blood pressure is stable around 120s over 70s. He is on phosphorus binders. He is on prophylaxis for pneumocystis pneumonia with Atavaquone. The spelling is A, T as in today, O, V as in Victor, A, Q-U-O-N-E. Next paragraph, present blood pressure, 124/70, 311 pounds, 71 inches tall, comes accompanied with wife, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no pericardial wrap, alert to the intestine 3, no mucosal abnormalities or thrush, obesity of the abdomen, edema overall improving but still significant. Next paragraph, he's doing weekly chemistries, anemia 8, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine has improved, presently down to 1.8. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 42. Minor low sodium and low potassium, normal acid base. Very low albumin, 1.7, corrected calcium, normal low. Phosphorus on treatment, well controlled, 4.2. Next paragraph, medication list review. For blood pressure, remains on metoprolol, has not been able to use ACE inhibitors or ARBs because of advanced renal failure, and presently off diuretics. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, IgA vasculitis, with severe mesangio, M-E-S-A-N-G-I-O, mesangio proliferative glomerulonephritis with crescents less than 50%. Next number, palpable purpura as part of IgA vasculitis. Next number, nephrotic syndrome with diffuse effacement. Basement membrane based on renal biopsy with nephrotic syndrome severe symptomatic. Next number, leg ulcers, completed antibiotics, has been followed with wound clinic. Pseudomonas and other bacteria has been isolated. Next number, high risk medication, completed prednisone, now on CellCept. Likely will continue treatment for probably 6 months. Next number, pneumocystis, pneumonia prophylaxis. Next number, recent uncontrolled diabetes from steroids. Next number, recent reactive anemia, thrombocytopenia improving. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea machine. Next number, comments. Ideally, we would like to give an ACE inhibitors or ARBs to help with severe proteinuria. However, we have not been able to do this because of the renal failure, which is in relation to active vasculitis, as well as thirst spacing from severe nephrotic syndrome. He is now off steroids beginning tomorrow. We'll see if there is any potential exacerbation. He understands the risk of immunosuppressants. Too early to say if he will have a partial or complete response. Patient and wife understands that he might not recover kidney function. He might be on chronic kidney disease in the long term. We will monitor chemistry on a weekly basis, continue pressing phosphorus binders, continue wound clinic, update iron studies, potential EPO, on ultrasound, there has been no obstruction or urinary retention. Plan to see him back in a month. Prolonged visit by reviewing extensive records as well as discussing with the patient. End of dictation.